Right now, it's that time.
Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
All right, it is Thursday, February 20th. It's Little Friday. We're continuing to celebrate Black History Month. I'm going to do it a little differently today. Yes, okay. I'm going to start with this, and I'll tell you why. Okay. At George Washington's Mount Vernon estate, they are no longer going to sell a souvenir that depicted the founding father's false teeth, right? Because we all learned they were made of what? Wood, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody? So, yeah. No, they were actually made out of teeth pulled from the mouths of his enslaved workers.
That's how they used to make dentures, baby.
Okay, and that's what they did, but just with, you know. Anyway, so basically the estate was told that it trivialized the fact that Washington's enslaved population had to lose their own teeth. So, for the 317 enslaved people that were living after George Washington's death, we honor you and all your sacrifices. We are here because of you.
And let's just not say he's a great... I hate when people say he's a great man.
That is interesting.
He was not a great man.
Right, not a great man.
In my opinion.
Can you be a great man if you owned other people? Interesting debate.
You got somebody else's teeth in your mouth that you treat like animals.
Right. All right, well, so did you watch the Democratic debate last night?
Whoa.
Things got very, very tense and ugly.
What'd you think?
I thought that they all targeted one person up there, a newcomer. Well, look, here's Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts.
She went in.
I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg. Democrats are not going to win if we have a nominee who has a history of hiding his tax returns, of harassing women, and stop and frisk. Look, I'll support whoever the Democratic nominee is, but understand this. Democrats take a huge risk if we just substitute one arrogant billionaire for another.
Wow. Okay, Senator Elizabeth Warren. I thought she did a wonderful job last night. Yeah, I thought she did. I don't know if this country is ready for a female president. That's up for debate.
And Bloomberg did not help himself with that face.
No, not at all. Of course, they were talking about Michael Bloomberg. I'm sure they had a very heated discussion with the advisors. Don't you ever do that on a stage again. And speaking of Senator Elizabeth Warren, she is being sued. She and Mayor Pete Buttigieg, two Democratic candidates, by guess who? Yep, George Zimmerman.
What?
Yes. Exactly. Of course, Zimmerman became infamous when he was acquitted in the killing of Trayvon Martin. But his lawsuit claims that both those presidential candidates defamed him by branding him as a racist and white supremacist in their Twitter feed. Yeah, he's seeking $265 million
in
damages. I don't know why he just won't sit down. Sit down. You're free. Sit down. Okay, let's end with this today. Are you here for the Whitney Houston hologram tour? Okay. Nope, neither is the internet.
We gotta clap for Whitney.
The internets are not here for it either. So 8 years ago, we lost her, of course, but now there's a holographic, basically, tour. It embarks in Europe, and U.S. dates.
Tupac.
Yeah, Tupac. Uh-huh. They did it with Roy Orbison, whatever. Uh-huh. There are U.S. dates, and they'll have real dancers in a background band backing up fake Whitney. But you know what?
What do you think about that?
Well, Pat Houston says it's something that she would have wanted to do. You know, Pat Houston, her sister-in-law, I believe, and also confidant. Yeah.
I actually
how much
would
are the tickets,
go.
Though? That would matter, because it's like 200.
Absolutely, absolutely. That information I do not have. Actually, I asked that question myself earlier. I don't think they're hiding that part. But, no, I wouldn't. I've seen hologram Whitney, and it looks creepy. And it's not her full essence. So, no, just let her rest in peace.
But for the true Whitney fans, they'd be like, you know, we just want to see Whitney.
I don't know. Well, I want to know what you think about that. So are you here for this hologram? So it's a hologram of Whitney Houston on the stage.
And how much would you pay?
And how much would you pay? We'll get into it. Call us 202-432-WHUR. Coming up, Ask Allison.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark. Call now, 202-432-WHUR. Good afternoon.